Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, October 4th. Kind of an ugly Monday Night Football game last night, eh? Not a bit of a surprise. If you listened to the pod yesterday, you knew we liked the Niners. Kyle Shanahan continues to own McVay. And listen, I didn't have any spicy takes coming out of Week 4's Sunday slate. Obviously, the Tua situation Thursday was interesting. But I don't know anybody who, if you watched the Rams last season, especially during their late season run and during the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl, and then you watch this year's version of the Rams. Folks, I warned you when I filled in for Cowherd late August day, that the schedule is lethal and the Rams are going to be in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. I'm not here to just come out blazing hot takes on the Rams, but folks, it's clear. They have played two very good teams, the Bills and the 49ers. Both of them have very good defenses. They scored a grand total of one touchdown. 8 quarters against two of the elite teams in the league, and they have one touchdown. The problem is the offensive line is a joke. It is nowhere near what it was last year. They got housed again. I believe Stafford was sacked, and my internet's slow this morning, so I'll have to call it up in a sec. I believe he was sacked 6 times. 5 different Niners got sacks. They cannot protect Stafford, thus they can't move the ball. The Allen Robinson experience, I'm sorry. Stafford was dropped 7 times. 7. They can't protect him. The offense is really bad. The Allen Robinson thing is just abysmal. I can't believe I drafted him in 2 of my 4 fantasy leagues. What an idiotic move that was. I mean, Allen Robinson is the highest paid decoy in the league. It's pathetic. Like, he can't get separation. Stafford doesn't look to him ever. He looks to the tight end Higbee, or is it Hybee, Higbee, whatever. He looked at the white kid Skowarnik, or number 18, until he got injured. I mean, it's really bad. This offense can do nothing against elite teams. That's 2, folks. So Stafford was sacked 7 times against the Bills, 7 times against the Niners. Matt Stafford now with 6 interceptions tops in the NFL. Matt Stafford, I don't know if you saw the stat on the broadcast, 3 picks in the fourth quarter alone this season. You know how many passing touchdowns he has in the fourth? 0, stingy with dinero. Matt Stafford has been quite bad, but again, he's not fully to blame because his offensive line is a joke. And the Rams folks, they're in some trouble. They totally have laid an egg against two really good teams, two top elite teams. Niners are in that upper middle class that we talked about yesterday. Buffalo, obviously an elite team. And then what do they do against Arizona? Well, they look okay against Arizona. They had 2 offensive touchdowns, and they had 4 against the Falcons, but that's one of the worst defenses in the league. Geno Smith moved the ball up and down the field against them. Okay? Jacoby Brissett had tons of success. So the book on the Rams right now, folks, when they go against top-tier teams, they are roadkill. They have now lost to the Niners by 15. Right? I can do math. Yeah, they lost to the Niners by 15 and the Bills by 21. That's getting blown out by the really good teams. They're not even, the Rams are not even in that upper middle class. Now, what's weird is the NFC West, because of the early season hijinks, everybody's 2-2. We all know Seattle's not good. And I don't want to hear Geno Smith's stats. You know, he puts up some big numbers against some bad defenses in the first half against Denver. Whoop-de-damn-do. Okay? Arizona is not good yet. They're going to get healthier. San Francisco, we all agree, is the class of the division. That's very evident at this point. And if you're McVay, I think you got to start to wonder, what the hell does Kyle Shanahan have against me? He's won 7 of 8 against McVay. The only loss was in the NFC title game, worth noting. I was in attendance at that one. It was a great game. And by the way, the 49ers were in position to win most of the second half. That was the game with the infamous tart dropped interception. If you remember, I think it was early fourth quarter. He dropped the pick, and then it was the Cooper Kupp show late. And then Garoppolo had an issue. I think he had an interception and he just wasn't delivering late in the game. But Deebo Samuel had a good game in that when he broke another long touchdown last night. Basically, Shanahan and Deebo Samuel just completely flummox, I think that's a good word, flummox the Rams. Now, I saw this other thing that was crazy. So I'm going through the box score late in the game and I'm like, who's really delivering for the Rams? Man, they're nobody. I mean, Akers hasn't broken a carry. Henderson can't get loose. Boy, these guys, they just cannot get explosive plays. And I look at them like, oh my gosh, their longest carry was 11 yards by Powell. And they did not have a reception over 20 yards. So you're telling me this Rams offense, which won the Super Bowl last year. Now, they did lose Odell Beckham. They lost a couple guys on the offensive line. They had 0 plays over 20 yards against the 49ers last night. 0. Jeff Wilson had 1 by himself, a huge run. There was a touchdown. Deebo Samuel had a couple. Juszczyk had a big one. Kittle had a big one. It was like, I think they had 5 explosive plays. The Rams had 0. So you could tell me how good Aaron Donald is. He had 2 tackles for loss. He was living in the backfield. He hit Garoppolo a ton. Like, I don't see a path to success for this Rams team unless they can somehow get healthy on the offensive line or get reinforcements. And, you know, we're starting to find out that it's impossible to find quarterbacks in the NFL. It's really tough to find fill-in offensive linemen in the league. So all of a sudden, Rob G, the Rams, who were thought to be Super Bowl contenders, they're not. Let's just be clear about there. They're not. They now host the Dallas Cowboys in what is an interesting game in the NFC because I think everybody's as surprised as I am. The Cowboys with Cooper Rush are 3-1. They're going to start Cooper Rush. There's a big game Sunday at SoFi. It's the 4:25 Fox game. And I don't know what to say that if Dallas comes in and is able to win this game and the Rams struggle against a pretty good defense. Like, we know Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence are wrecking offensive lines. Like, I'm talking just tearing them up. If they do that to the Rams, Stafford on a short week. I don't know, Rob. I think you really have to worry about these Rams. Now, the good news is they get the 49ers out of the way before Halloween. They play Dallas, Carolina, San Fran. And so they won't have to see Shanahan again, thank goodness. But they do have the AFC West. Now, I know the AFC West has not looked great, but let's be realistic at this point. I mean, Raiders are starting to show signs of life against the Broncos. Kansas City, I think, for my money, best team in the league. Like, I don't know, man. This does not seem like a favorable season ahead for the LA Rams.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball.
But he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know what, Jason? I'm going to take you to task a little bit here because I think that you're giving Matthew Stafford too big of a pass. Okay.
He's been bad.
He has been horrible. I mean, he hasn't been Baker Mayfield bad, but no, he has been terrible. Entering last night's game, there's a Twitter follower or Twitter guy that I follow from The Athletic. His name is Ben Baldwin. And all he does is analytics and spreadsheets and a lot of things that are really hard to convey in a podcast form. You just have to follow him on Twitter to see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But before last night's game, he put up this graph that had Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff and comparing how each guy performs in their career with the Rams relative to how well the team pass blocks. 2018, 2021, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, almost identical. 2019, 2022, Matthew Stafford, also almost identical. And the 2019 season is when, famously, Sean McVay decided, you know what, maybe we need to start looking for somebody else. This guy's just not it.
I'm done with this chump, yeah.
Exactly. He had one more season, but it was 2019 was when he decided I'm going to move on. I think that Los Angeles Rams are starting to see what Detroit Lions fans saw for all those years. There's something about Matthew Stafford that is always going to leave you wanting more. What he did last season in the playoffs, and credit to him, you can't take away that championship. It's going to go down in the history books. He had a fantastic run. But to me, the more that we step back and watch the totality of his career, it's a little Joe Flacco-ish. He got hot at the right time, rode his way to a championship. And even then, as some people will point out, I'm not one of them, but some people will point out, that fairy book, storybook ending does not take place if Jaquaski Tart can catch an interception in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, we could do that with a lot of guys.
Exactly. So that's why I'm choosing not to really dive into it. But save for that miraculous postseason run last year, the last eight games, regular season for Matthew Stafford, 15 interceptions in eight games.
Hey, that's what he does. He is a high interception guy. I think
that is Jameis Winston-esque. And so if you mean to tell me that the Los Angeles Rams gave up all of that draft capital and just signed a fat extension to Matthew Stafford, and in order for him to be successful, he's got to have top-flight offensive line play, then why did you pay him?
Well, I think that's the reason case with
why,
everybody, isn't it?
No. The reason why you pay these guys that kind of money, the elite of the elite, is because they can turn lemons into lemonade. Okay? At different points in their career, every single one of the upper echelon guys, whether it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, pick whoever you think is in the upper tier. There have been times in their career where they didn't have everything perfect around them. Their receivers weren't that great. The offensive line wasn't that good. The running game wasn't working. And they found ways to get it done. And Matthew Stafford, at least this season and towards the end of last season before that playoff run, is showing you that if he doesn't have everything in place the same way Jared Goff needed it, then he's just a guy.
Well, I think you're going a little. I mean, this seems a little. Now I find myself having to defend Stafford because I'm looking at that playoff run, right? Yes, he throws a lot of picks. I think he led the league in interceptions last year, or he was tied, and then I think he threw the most pick sixes. He also, in the postseason, orchestrated last minute drives to beat the Bucks on the road, to beat the Niners at home. That wasn't last minute. That was like last like 6 minutes, 5 minutes or whatever. And then the Super Bowl. So high leverage moments, Stafford delivered. Now, he did have two picks in the Super Bowl. He had one against San Fran in the NFC title game.
Should have been two.
And he struggled down the stretch. The final three games, he had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 interceptions. So he is a big no risk it, no biscuit guy, right? You know, he's willing to hang in the pocket and make that throw to Cooper Kupp against Tampa, which is like a legendary throw, maybe the greatest throw of his career. He's willing to hang in the pocket in the Super Bowl against the Bengals and make that no-look pass against the two-high shell. That is probably the greatest throw that he's ever made. And I would venture one of the best throws in Super Bowl history. If you've looked at
also
all the angles.
Also probably one of the stupidest. Considering where he had been up until that point, to throw that no-look pass in that situation was ballsy.
I don't want to say there's like a Steph Curry comparison where it's like shoot or shoot. Like Matt Stafford has a phenomenal arm. He's going to beat you with it. It's also going to cost you sometimes. And I don't even know if it was his arm or the read or the 49ers kid. By the way, that safety's playing out of his mind. I can't even pronounce his name, but he went to USC. He's like the new Polamalu with the hair. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Tufunga, right?
Whatever his name is. Yeah. But that guy had a great game, and he just read Stafford on that one interception when the Rams were driving to maybe tie the game, and it was a pick six going the other way. But that's the reason I can't come down on Stafford. You have a bad game in a primetime affair, a.k.a. Kirk Cousins 2 weeks ago, and it's the floodgates are open, you're horse shit, you're the worst quarterback ever. Like, not just you. That's, I think, the general public. That's what the impression is. Now, if Matt Stafford had this kind of game on a 1 p.m. red zone window, he's not getting filleted the way he's going to be today. He's getting cooked today. And again, I'm not putting this on him. I'm not putting it on McVay. I just think that strategy that they rode, where they're super top heavy, we're going to pay Jalen. By the way, did you see me call Jalen Ramsey a pile inspector on the herd?
I did.
Oh my
I want to know who told you that, because I haven't heard that slogan.
No, nobody told me that. I just tossed that out there. and apparently some Rams fans got very upset and kept tagging Jalen Ramsey all day. So they're tagging Ramsey, tagging me. I just ignore it all. So of course, Deebo Samuel catches that pass. And Jalen Ramsey comes up to tackle him. He was like a tackling dummy. He just ran. Deebo ran right through him. And it was funny because I guess a lot of people happen to see the pile inspector comment, which is a little disrespectful. Listen, we know Jalen Ramsey's an all-pro. He's a great cornerback. Pile inspector's a little harsh. That's reserved for like the Antonio Cromarties of the world who legitimately didn't want any smoke of tackling anyone. But Deebo Samuel is like a tank coming at you. He's not like Justin Jefferson or Cooper Kupp. Debo's like 235, 240. He's like, and he's just fat. I mean, he's just like the perfect football player that you don't want to have to tackle. And Ramsey got run over. But the Rams are paying Ramsey. They're paying Donald. They're paying Cooper Kupp. And they're paying Stafford. I think there's one other guy they're paying, right? Or is it just
Allen Robinson?
Allen Robinson, my gosh. So when you're just paying five dudes, and you're just trying to get by on the margins everywhere else, your margin for error is super thin. You can't have your center go down for 6 weeks. Because good luck finding a backup center with no money and no draft picks because you gave them all away. Good luck finding a replacement on the offensive line, say at right guard, when you have no picks and you spent all your money on like five guys. And when Allen Robinson is as bad as he, and Rob, I don't know what on earth the deal is. At some point, McVay's going to have to answer some questions. But, like, what's going on with this guy? It's like, I know that he's a pro and he's making tons of money. He's, like, got money falling out of his pockets as he's running these routes, or should I say jogging these routes. But the guy had two catches for 7 yards. I mean, they're paying him like he's the number one receiver. They're paying him to replace Odell Beckham. Now, last year, if memory serves, they had Robert Woods and he got hurt. I was like, oh, they got to replace him. And then they add Odell Beckham. But that was like late in the season. What are they going to do now? I mean, honestly, look at the distribution of targets. Stafford threw 48 passes. Cooper Kupp, 19. Tyler Hybee, 14. And they're all short because the offensive line can't protect. So Cooper caught 14 for an average of 8.7 yards per reception. Eight. Tyler Higbee, 10 for 73, 7.3 yards a catch. That's like Mickey Mouse stuff. That's because they're dinking and dunking because the line can't protect. Ben Skowronek, that's the kid with like the curly white hair. He's like the new Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, white slot receiver guy. And he got hurt, so he only had 3 targets. Daryl Henderson, the running back, 4. Blanton, 1. Cam Akers, 1. And then Allen Robinson, 6. It's like, we're just going to force feed these two dudes at some... Do you know the margin for error? If Cooper Kupp goes down, this is like a 5-win team. Like the offense is that bad right now. And, you know, I know that we want to think that Cam Akers is explosive. 8 carries, 13 yards. Like, listen, I know this is a good Niners defense. And I know I'm not really bashing Jimmy Garoppolo, but Rob, the big storyline for the Niners coming in? Hey, no Trent Williams. Well, that's going to wreck the offense. You want to guess how many times Jimmy Garoppolo was sacked?
3.
0. Nice. They didn't drop him once. Like, you're missing one of the best left tackles in the league, and they, according to this box score, Aaron Donald with the only quarterback hit. 1. This is the
well,
genius.
Didn't they slip to their third string left tackle during the game?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because the backup to Trent got hurt. That's right. Good point. And they were still not able to do any damage. 1 quarterback hit. Meanwhile, the Niners, taking advantage of a really bad Rams offensive line, had 11 quarterback hits. Stafford got hit 5 times by Bosa. Bosa had 2 sacks. This 49ers team's kind of nasty. So, Rob, yesterday we briefly talked tiers, and I think we're in agreement. Chiefs, Bills, Eagles are the top 3 teams in the league.
Absolutely.
The next tier, like, and again, this would be the equivalent of the upper middle class. If you're asking me, I don't know that Miami's in there because of the Tua situation. I want to make a case for the Jets. Just kidding. No, the Ravens, I want to put there. They're on the low end. The Ravens should be there, but man, they've gotten unlucky twice. And they have a lot of injuries. Nobody from the AFC South. Sorry, Jax. I want to put the Chargers there, but no, I can't. No, you can't lay an egg at home against Jacksonville and lose by 25 and consider upper middle class. It doesn't work like that. Denver, certainly not. I don't think Dallas, certainly not the Giants. I don't know that the Vikings are. I'm going to put the Packers there reluctantly. I know people are going to push back. Coward will bite my head off if you heard that. So basically it's Tampa, San Fran, and the Packers for me. Are the Rams in there for you?
I mean, it's hard to say that right now. They haven't looked good in any of their games. I mean, even the wins against Atlanta, they almost fumbled that one away.
Yeah.
And the one against Arizona, I mean, we think we've seen, even though Arizona's 2-2, they're pretty bad. They're pretty horrible. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
and they're going to be coming. That's the scary thing.
They needed a miraculous comeback to beat my Raiders. And you know, my Raiders are not a good team right now. So, no, I don't think that the Rams could be considered a tier two team at this point in the NFL season.
Yeah, so this is the parity that the NFL wants. Basically, 6 very good to elite teams, a bunch of middle class. And then after that, it's like, okay, well, if things break right, yeah, you got a shot at the playoffs. That's how it is for, like, I don't know, 24 teams, maybe 25? I mean, hell, the New York Giants are garbage. They can't move the football. They cannot do anything. They're not competent. And they might be a playoff team. I don't know. That's the beauty. This is why the NFL is so great. By the way, we didn't go too much into the lines. It's unclear if Daniel Jones is going to be a quarterback. Tyrod Taylor had the concussion. And I don't know if you noticed, but given the Tua situation, a couple guys got concussions. They didn't go back in the game Sunday. There's no more of this, oh yeah, let's get him back out there because of the Tua thing. I don't know if that's a direct correlation, but anybody that was even close, it seemed like they held him out and just precautionary, like, okay, stay out. Don't go back in. At least that was what I got looking around the league. So the Packers are going to probably get another win against the Giants. Buffalo is favored by 2 touchdowns. We briefly touched on that. Tampa is a big favorite. They're getting healthier. They usually smack around Atlanta, but we'll see with the Falcons. I think the Vikings, you go out and blow out the Bears, show me something. You know, blowing out teams says a lot, Rob. It's tough to blow people out in this league, right? We know the margins are thin. This is a league where 1 or 2 plays swings entire games and millions of dollars. So the really good teams blow people out. I want to see the Vikings beat down the Bears. They should be able to, right? If you can kill the Packers at home in the opener, and they just suffocated the Packers, why can't you kill the Bears? You should be able to, right? So, Philadelphia, big-ish favorites. 5.5 is a big number to lay on the road. Arizona, you're gonna put it to them? You're going to make sure that you stake claim that, hey, we're the Eagles, we want the number one seed? Like, this is not an easy spot. for the Eagles after that win in the slot. I think the game of the week, though, might be Cincinnati-Baltimore, because a lot of people are under this impression that one of these two teams is winning the division. But, Rob, you know what I secretly want to happen? Everybody in the division sputters, and Deshaun Watson comes back. And it's like, can he lead them to the? I mean, honestly, that isn't that the kind of drama we need in November, when it's like World Cup, college football, NBA. I think that's drama.
That would make my job super easy if that was the case.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Lakers are now playing preseason games, and I've got people tweeting at me about the Lakers preseason game. I was like, I didn't know they were playing. I'm assuming you watched every second of it last night?
Oh, I watched the entire first half.
How did my man Kendrick Nunn look? I heard he actually played in a Lakers uniform.
Kendrick Nunn looked solid.
Really?
I was shooketh to see him out on the court. I was not expecting to see him. I thought he was like a myth at this point.
Since I didn't watch and you did, give us a quick breakdown. How did the new kid, Lonnie Walker, look?
Lonnie Walker did not play, nursing an ankle injury. So his preseason are going to let him rest.
Oh my gosh! Wait a sec. The Lakers lost by 30.
They did. I mean, the first string didn't play in the second half. I mean, Kendrick Nunn got some minutes late because, Dennis Schroeder, I think, is still overseas. Westbrook didn't play, and so they needed him to get some reps handling the ball, and he looked good.
Hold on, I didn't know that in the preseason you can play 50 guys. It looks like the Sacramento Kings brought 20 people.
Yeah, I think the Lakers have 20 people right now, too.
Oh, my goodness. Keegan Murray had a big game, huh?
Keegan Murray, I mean, kudos to the Sacramento Kings front office who were taking arrows on draft night when they took Keegan Murray rather than the kid who went to the Pistons. And he looks like a star.
Yeah. I think rookie of the year, I might have bet him back in June, 16-6. 21 minutes? Nice. Rob, I got to give you a shout-out. So you not only watch Monday Night Football, but the Lakers preseason game. LeBron went 0-7.
No, it was a rough night for the King. But you know what? As much as it was nice to see the Lakers out there, Russell Westbrook looked competent in the Darvinham system so far. Early returns are solid.
Only one turnover in 15 minutes. That's not good.
The preseason game that I was locked into. Now it's at the studio, which is probably not good to admit because I should have been locked into the radio show. Oh, but I was locked into the Brooklyn Nets because Ben Simmons made his triumphant return
to the NBA court. Believe you're saying this. I'm impressed. You watched NBA preseason?
I did. And two things to take away. Number one, Ben Simmons looked a little bulky. Looked maybe like he spent too much time in the gym because he's been away from basketball for so long. Mm-hmm. And number two, I'm going to start this hashtag going maybe in the next couple of days, but it's going to be season long. Hashtag bad vibes only in Brooklyn. Because that team looks like they are ready to combust.
Oh, in a first preseason
already
game.
just look at their body language. They none of the guys look happy.
Okay, I'm gonna have to. Is this available on YouTube? I guess I'm gonna have to check out.
Ben Simmons got booed at the free throw line in a preseason game. Now, granted, they were playing Philadelphia. They was at home, but they were playing Philly. And Philly's not that far away from Brooklyn, so it's possible those were Sixer fans. But the fact that it happened on his home floor, I'm just going to choose to believe that it was Brooklyn fans. So again, hashtag bad vibes only in Brooklyn. Mm. This leads to Kyrie Irving going on a sabbatical, probably in early December, which means he's a Laker before the trade deadline.
What if he's a Laker? The Lakers are going to take a guy who went on a sabbatical? What if Kyrie Irving went on a sabbatical with Aaron Rodgers? Would the sports world spontaneously combust?
Probably.
Ayahuasca, Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, come on. That's kind of special.
And Aaron Rodgers would still make time to do a Pat McAfee show interview if that happened.
Yeah, he would call
to tell
in
you
from,
exactly what happened.
He would call in from a teepee in the desert sweating. What are those sweat boxes that are called? Yeah. Remember that 90210 episode where Dylan and Brandon went to one of those teepee sweat things, sweat lodge. I forget what it's called, but it was effectively a teepee. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, this is only for the people and listeners. 25 minutes in, 90210 reference from 2001. Anyways, Rob just gave us a quick NBA preseason breakdown. Maybe we'll make this a daily thing, Rob. You'll just chip in for some NBA preseason action because I can't stomach it. I'm not gonna lie. I barely watch NFL preseason outside of my Jets, so I'm not watching. Life is too short to watch NBA preseason. All right, that's it for today. We have a really good interview lined up for tomorrow. A little off the beaten path. I think you'll love it. We'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.